Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today. You know you can tune in through Alexa, and you can tune in to Google Play, and you can download BDS Radio's app. You can download the app. You guys, on Alexa, you go on and say Gina's Radio Chat. On Google Play, you'll say BDS Radio, station number one, and you'll come right on into the show. Spread the word. Tell everybody. You guys rock. You know, we have over 1 million listeners worldwide, and we have, that was a tongue twister, 1 million listeners worldwide, all over the world, Pakistan, Libya, Lebanon, everywhere, you guys, all over Africa. I mean, so many things are going on. Over 110 different streaming live networks, including iHeartRadio, and it keeps growing. My producers rock, and so BBS rocks. All right, you guys, listen, this is a great show today. We're going to be talking about business. We're going to, Jeff Hill is going to be telling us where we're going to be able to finance and, I mean, put our money, what to do with the money, how to use the money. And then we got my girl, she's a entrepreneur and a businesswoman, Danielle Ivy. And then we got my girl, comedian Tina T with the trending T and what she say. And you know I got my ministerial moment, so we got a lot of stuff going on. Last week's show was amazing. Every show is good. You never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. That's what we all about. It's about chatting and getting it right, getting it together, you guys, and encouraging one another and letting God have his way. Okay, Los Angeles today, you are 70 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 93. It's hot. Just to let you know, all sunshine. The skies are clearing after the fires and stuff, so the air quality is getting a lot better in a lot of areas. Washington, D.C., 64 degrees. Your high today is going to be 72, all sunshine. Detroit, you are 55 degrees. Your high is going to be 63. Detroit, you guys have always known how to bring in the fall. You're so true to every one of your seasons. London, 55 degrees. You are raining right now. All rain, 54. You're going down to all the way to 44 in the morning. You're waking up to that, and your high tomorrow is going to be 55 and rain. Let's see, Atlanta, 68 degrees. Your high is going to be 77, waking up to 60 degrees, partly sunny. Columbia, South Carolina, 70 degrees. Your high is 77 today. Sunshine for you as well. South Australia, 73 degrees. That's your high. Waking up to 69 and a lot of breeze, a lot of wind, so be prepared for that. Kenya, you're 88 degrees right now, waking up to 71. You got thunderstorms coming at 10 p.m. this evening that's going all the way into the rest of the week. So just be prepared for that. Hawaii, you are 52 degrees. Your high today is 73, all sunshine, but you're waking up tomorrow with showers. 55 degrees is your wake up. Puerto Rico, you're 79 degrees right now. You're going down because you got showers coming at 1 p.m. Puerto Rico, waking up to 66, thunderstorms as well, all the way through the week. Portugal, you are 52 degrees. Your high is 40. I'm going to be, that's your high, and you're waking up tomorrow to 42 degrees. So be prepared for that. Listen, no matter what's going on with you, about you, anything that got something to do with you, God is still in control, and he has the final say. So listen, it should be sunshine all the time because God is in control, right? So that means that we got to put our trust in and our faith in and our belief all in him. That's our basket. Put everything in him, okay? And get all of the harvest, reap all of the fruit so he can get all the glory, all right? So listen, we're getting ready to go to ministerial moment. We're going to take a break from our sponsor, and then we'll come back with ministerial moment, and then we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig. Everybody's looking at you.
You
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
All right, you guys. So, listen, I did a video. I'm going to post it later, but I'm going to tell and share this with you because I think that this is the powerful word for today. Okay, get up. Listen, I thought about in prayer of Lazarus, and I thought about the man with the bed and the friends that brought him down through the roof to Jesus because there was so many people around him. I mean, he said, get up. You know, that's the word of the day, get up. And the Bible says that a righteous man falls down 7 times and he gets back up. Get up. Even the lady with the issue, she crawled to touch the hem of his garment, but then she got up. It's time to get up, everybody. Get up. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what the president's doing, the politician's doing. I don't care what the economy is doing. I don't care what Corona doing. I don't care what the devil doing. I don't care what you did last night, what you didn't do, what you should have did, but you didn't do. I don't care what it is. Get up. It's time to get up. Get up. Get up out of the sleep. Get up out of your bed. Get out of the dead state. Get out. Get up and get out. It is time to come out. It's time to change those garments. It's time to put on the new. It's time to believe. It's time to revive. It's time to restore. It's time to replenish. It's time to get up. That's the word of the day. Get up. That's all. That's all I got to say. That's all. Get up. All right. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. This is the Ministerial Moment. I love you, and I just pray that God will give you the strength to get on up. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back with business entrepreneur boss lady Danielle Ivey. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These 4 devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These 4 devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all 8 devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
I'm Hayes.
And I'm Henry.
And we're the Johnson of La Host Hair and Wig.
And you're listening to Dr. Gina.
Kingdom Talk. Where are you going? You better not change that station. Come on, listen, tune up. You're listening
to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Don't go nowhere or you'll be square. Oh, man. All right, Danielle, Ivy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Okay, so listen, this is just kitchen talk, easy breezy, not much going on, just talking and chit-chat. I saw you on one of your, you have a group, and I thought the group was quite interesting, and it when I found out that you were the founder of it, I wanted to just kind of, because a lot of people know about groups, they join groups on Facebook, but they don't really know what's the background behind it, what's the encouragement, how did it get started. You know, some groups really take off, like, with no advertisement or nothing, and it's kind of like nobody really knows the gist of how this thing goes. Like, how does this train move with groups on Facebook, and what was your whole, I guess what my question is basically my interest was the topic, what made you come up with the topic, and yeah, let's start off with that, and then I'll go from there.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, so the group that you're referring to is the Black-Owned Business Coalition, and I really came up with the idea out of frustration. And, you know, a lot of times that's how inventions happen, is because somebody is frustrated and they're trying to solve a problem. And that was no different for me. I travel quite a bit for work, and it's very difficult to find Black businesses. You know, you want to be supportive and helping others within the Black business community be successful. And so while traveling, it was very difficult to find a Black-owned restaurant or a Black-owned boutique, you know, where I could go and pick up something cute for my travels all in one place. And so I decided to start this group in efforts to build a community of Black-owned businesses and those who want to support them so that it would be easier for you to find them regardless of where you are.
Oh, wow. And so that's really great, because a lot of times when I travel, I'm looking for certain things too. And I never thought about looking for it in a group. I never thought about that. So there's so many people, young and old and from different countries and stuff like that, that may not know how to maneuver around Facebook that way, to know that you can actually, you know, get your answers sometimes through just typing it in. And so you would just literally go into the group section and just kind of type in whatever the topic is, or do you ask your friends to direct you? How does that go? How easy is that to maneuver around?
So it's pretty simple. You know, you can use the search bar on Facebook to be able to search for the groups, and you basically just go into the group, and if you're looking for a particular product or a particular restaurant or type of food or a service, you can type that into the group, and any post that has those, that keyword that you type into the search bar, it's going to make that post pop up, and then you can kind of look through those and see which one is going to fit your needs the best. What I like about the Black-Owned Business Coalition is that it's not confined by location. So I live in Little Rock, Arkansas, and we have a Little Rock, Arkansas Black business page. But that doesn't help me if I'm traveling to Buffalo, New York. I have to first get onto Facebook and find if there's a Buffalo page and then go in there and search. But if you're looking, you know, in one place, it makes finding the information a lot faster.
Wow. And so it just kind of, you started it how long ago now?
I started it about the middle of the summer. Just as a, you know, way to kind of get things kicked off. I am also a business owner, and so I was looking at, okay, how do people who are not in Little Rock find me, you know? And so I was like, this is a great way not only to help others who are in my local community, but just to help others who are all over the United States. And just with travel, since I wasn't traveling as much at all really this summer, it was really easy for me to kind of focus some time and put some effort into building a page and starting a group and getting folks together.
Wow. And so it's taken off. You guys are growing so fast. Was that shocking to you?
It really was. You know, I went into it with no expectations. You know, I told a couple of friends about it, invited a few people. And the first, I would say about the first month, it was kind of slow. People were kind of trickling in. But here in the last, I would say month or so, the growth has been just crazy. We're about to hit 900 people or eight or 900 people in the group. And I'm approving new group members every single day. And every day there's over 30 or 40, 50 posts of business owners and folks in the community who are wanting to share and wanting to get their names and products out there. So, you know, in the coming months, my vision for it has really grown. And there are definitely some things that I want to do, not only to help the community grow, but also to help promote other businesses. Because when you're looking through your Facebook feed, you know, you're inundated with all different kinds of things and different posts. But I think if you have someone who's talking on a video or you can show or tell a story, I think that provides some more engagement. So I'm looking at doing some activities like that to really not only to help to grow the community, but to help the business owners within the community get some more visibility.
Well, what about your business? I know we're talking about the group and everything, but what is your business actually?
So my business is called Ivy Innovations, and we provide innovative solutions to help encourage, elevate, and empower you to reach your next level. So it is business consulting services and individual coaching and consulting services.
Wow. That is so powerful. I love that because so many people have so many ideas and, you know, they have businesses and they don't really have the money to really, you know, promote. And so to have groups like this to kind of, you know, get your gift and your talent or your business out there is very helpful. Word of mouth, that's the way they used to do it back before we even had in social media. People used to walk the streets. I mean, I remember when music was sold out of the trunk of the cars, you know, mixtapes and things like that, because they couldn't get stuff played on the radio. And, you know, people just get creative to get that visibility. And so I think it just really touched me so much because I saw the beginning. I felt like it was a birthing of something. And I felt like, you know, when I saw that you were a young black woman with your own business and you started out. And I've always had this thing about groups because there's some founders, honey. Gina, you probably know what I'm talking about. Some of these founders are kind of, they're a little much now. You know, they're a little extra. So you got to go through Fort Knox just to get in the group. But, you know, you were very welcoming and very inviting. And, you know, and I think that helps a lot when people feel comfortable that they have something. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, that what they have is of value. And so to be able to have the open door, you know, even if you might be the first door or you could have been like the 50th door, you know, of everything that they tried, you know what I'm saying? And just to have the welcome that you give is so encouraging that even at the beginning stage of a business, rather you just starting or you got everything all together and you're just launching it out, to be able to have that open door, that open opportunity means so much for morale that it just makes you even greater. That's like the one step that encourages, like, oh, my God, okay, now your ideas are growing into, like, exposure. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And, I think that is so so critical. What you said is really, like, when someone is getting started, they may not know what outlets they want. They know that they have a great idea, but they just don't know how to get started. And I think, especially for black people, and during this current climate, you know, we have so many wonderful ideas and there's so much creativity and talent within our community. But you may not know how to get your business started. You may not know how to get organized and put a plan into place. And that's really what I'm passionate about doing, especially helping, young black business owners and women get started in their businesses. And I think when you provide a forum that people can come to and not only promote their businesses, but if they have questions and they need help, you know, I think it's just really important that we come together and support each other and build each other up.
I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you and how to get in touch with you. And
Absolutely. So everybody is always welcome to join the group on Facebook. It's the Black-Owned Business Coalition. You could just go on Facebook and search Black-Owned Business Coalition. If you're interested in getting in touch with me, for my personal business, it's ivyinnovations.org, or you can follow me on Facebook at Reach Through, I'm sorry, on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at The Dauntless Diva or Reach Through the Fear.
I love it. Well, thank you for coming on Dr. Gina's radio chat, Danielle. You're ready. You're so welcome to come back anytime.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate the invite.
Oh, you're so welcome, darling. Thank you so much. All right, you guys, you heard it from Danielle. Go check her out. Go and join the group. Go and see about the group. And go start that business. Go ahead with that idea and make it happen. You know what I said? Get up. That's the word of the day. Get up, get up, get up. We'll be right back with my girl, comedian Gina G, right after this message. We'll be right back.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
No, this dude is just ask you to say whatever you'd like and then close it off by saying, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
I'm ready.
Let's do it now.
Hi, my name is Jackie, the educator, and I am so glad that you have decided to tune in today. I'm excited about the radio broadcast that is Dr. Gina's radio show, and I believe you will be blessed by it. So thank you again. This is Dr. Gina's radio show.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Radio chat.
Let's do it now.
Hi, this is Jackie, the educator, and I'm glad you've decided to join in with Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Perfect. All right. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. She got the Trinity for you and me. I said, you Gina G with the Trinity. Oh, God, for you and me.
I got it.
I got it for you and me and everybody else that's listening. Good morning, beautiful people, on this Wednesday. Well, we all know that the campaign is coming quickly, you guys. November the 3rd is right around the corner. Obama is hitting the campaign trail with Biden, you guys, for the final stretch. Yes, ex-former president Barack Obama is going in the streets with Biden. I think it's just, you know what, Gina, I just wanted to say this. To have the support, if you think about it, Biden was with the first black president. Now he's running for president, and he's bringing the first female black vice president. And so if something happens to Joe Biden, guess what?
it's going to be the first black female president. And I'm just like, if you could just look at the, you know, how it's ordained, it's how it's set up. You know, we don't see far enough. You know what I mean? But when you look at it, I was like, wait a minute. If something happened to Biden, Lord, we going to have us a sister girl as the president. I don't want nothing to happen to Biden, y'all. Don't quote me now. I don't want nothing to happen to the man. I'm just saying, if it do, get ready for the first female president. Princeton, Gina, is paying nearly $1 million to female professors in a discrimination settlement. Can you imagine? Ooh. Honey, somebody can meet to me right now so I can get $1 million, okay?
Right.
I love the fact that women are being protected. I'm loving that it's not back in the old days where women just had to be quiet and, you know, and barefoot and pregnant. I am loving the fact that women are getting things done. $1 million? I love it. Wow. I love it. I love it. Also, you guys, to know what's going on, it says Dr. Fauci has made a statement saying that I am not going to walk away from this outbreak no matter who's the president. I don't know if you guys know that President Trump, of course, has been criticizing Dr. Fauci, who was once his, you know, his right-hand man, his right-hand doctor. He's now criticizing him, of course, because he's basically saying that the vaccines and stuff like that that they're working on, that Trump is claiming we're going to get in, what, 2 weeks? that they're not good. So just like Kamala Harris said, if Trump is giving out these vaccines, I ain't taking it. Johnson & Johnson, they're already pausing on their vaccine trial after unexplained illnesses. So I know you guys know the company Johnson & Johnson, but on Monday, they had to pause all advanced clinical trials for the coronavirus vaccine. People became, you know, unexplained ill for all the volunteers that volunteered.
What?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. We have to stand up against these. We don't have to take these vaccines. Vaccines are not mandatory. Now, I did watch a video of the great Bill Gates speaking that the vaccine will be mandatory and that everyone will take the vaccine. So I'm really, you guys, we got to stay prayerful. I mean, not only for America, but for the world. I mean, I don't know. And this is phase three, Gina. This was phase three that they were in, Johnson & Johnson, with these, you know, these vaccines. So all their volunteers are ill and unexplainably ill. You know, so if it's not one thing, it's another, you guys. We have to, as a country and as a world, if we stand up together against evil, we will win, you guys. But, you know, it's those that they're making it so scary where you feel like you have to take this vaccine. So I'm just praying for the world. I'm praying for America. And some good news for all those that are at home, Prime Day.
Let me tell you something.
I'm trying to understand how Bill Gates, what is he? Who is he? Is he somebody that I didn't know or vote for? Because I'm trying to figure out how does he have so much to say? It's because he's a trillionaire? What's that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. In the words, money talks and everything else walks. Yes, ma'am. Bill Gates is not in any political. He's not a doctor. He's not no one but a millionaire, a billion trillionaire. That's it. And when it's sad that money rules the world, but you guys, this man definitely is making decisions. Him and his wife said that the vaccine first needs to go to healthcare workers. Next, it needs to go to black people.
You guys, I mean, he got it in order, but I'm saying, wow. So he must have a stake in it. Obviously, he has something, a stake in it, because that's why he's able
ma'am.
To decide on, you're not going to get it unless you do this first. Like, that's the deal.
It's deep. It's so much deeper. Yeah. Yeah. It's so much deeper. And if you guys are not, if people are not aware or, you know, you can't believe what the government tells you. I mean, you know, you can't believe what the government tells you. If you guys are out there in the sound of my voice, please do your own research. You can't just watch the news or read an article and now you're, you know, now you know everything. Come on. You got to do some research and dig a little deeper because, you know, they're not telling us. It's not their job to tell us everything. You know, so you guys, we got to search. We got to dig. But while you're digging and you search and make sure you order your Prime, your Amazon for the next 2 days, because it's Amazon Prime Day discounts. And my sister April, her book is dropping today for Prime Day. So I'm so excited about that. But you guys, just stay in your word. Stay in your faith. Meditate, pray.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
And, you know, just keep informing as many people as you can about the information that you know. And that's it.
Well, that has been Gina G with the Trinity. Oh, she had the Trinity for you and me. Now we pull up with the T&B.
Oh, I did.
I messed up. I got to do a closing. I got to work on my closing for you, girl.
What was T&B? I don't know what that was. You and me and T&B.
I don't know. I tried to get fancy. I messed up. I got to back on up from that one. B is back on up. That's what B means. Back on up.
I know that's right.
Listen, no, but I wanted to just elaborate because we got time today. I really wanted to elaborate on a couple of things that you had said. First of all, I love about you know, I don't want to get political in any kind of way, but I just want to say with the whole Biden thing, with the color situation, him being a little Oreo and all, I love it. And when I say that, I mean with the two chocolate chips and him in the middle, because he got the old and the new, you know, he got Obama, then he got, you know, Harris, and he in the middle. And, you know, to me, it's a change. I think it's a great sight to see the unity and the partnership. Without the politics and all of that involved, just to see that you can listen and get advice or encouragement or backing from, you know, different race, different culture.
Mm-hmm.
We are black and white in this, you know, in the United States, and we tend so much to such a predominantly black and white. We forget all the other cultures, but we do. We're a multicultural United States. And, you know, but just even start with just seeing that to me is a beautiful thing. I know for a fact that a president always has to know that just in case something happens, who would I, you know, who would I want my family to be led by? Who would I, if I couldn't do it anymore, want to rest in being my leader? And so for him to pick her, you know, took some conscious decision. You know, it took a lot. That, you know, to me is a great situation. But I guess all on the ones that were available, she was the strongest one, because that says a lot. You got to be strong to be a president and to be a vice president, ready, waiting in the wing. Can I get in, coach? When I'm going to get in? You don't never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When that moment going to happen, and you need to be ready. It's not like, you know, I'm just chilling. I'm your aide. I'm your armor bearer. I'm your assistant. It's literally like you have responsibilities, and you're being in a position of knowing everything that's going on. In case he needs you to, you know, comment or have a thought or what's your view on that. Like, you could even be like the counsel of the president and just being prepared for that moment. So it's very, I mean, you know, if that is the case, if that's God's choosing and she gets, you know, they get in office, I mean, it's just, I love the unity of it all. Like I said, I love the chocolate and the vanilla. I love the swirl going on. I love that
people,
you know,
working
even
together.
Biden's wife went to Keisha in Atlanta. They had, you know, spent some time together and got photos. I saw her, the mayor, saw her Instagram, and they got pictures together. But then also Biden's wife, she went to Hayes Wig Shop, our guest from last week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was there maybe like last month. She had stopped by Hayes and her husband's wig shop, La Hope. So, yeah. So, you know, it's just some unity love there. I like that. I'm all about that life, you know, so it's very nice. And that's the tone we are. We, you know, Toronto's there. We need to be there. We need to be peace and love and harmony, because we ain't going nowhere. I don't care how
that's
many
right.
you know, loose you make. I don't care how many guns you shoot. You are not getting rid of us blacks, and you're not getting rid of the Latinos. You're just not going to do it. You just, we ain't going nowhere. You're not, and even with China, I don't care how much you talk about China and all of that. They ain't going nowhere either, because we eat we go to their salons, and we go to their beauty salon stores. We order from their clothes and their purses, all of them fake bags. They ain't going nowhere either. So just to let y'all all know, they got some kind of racist bug in you. You just going to keep on fighting and hurting yourself, because we ain't going nowhere. And I just, that's what I do love. You know, I do love that about that campaign. Anyway, what's your thoughts about that?
No, I do. I mean, the campaigns are just, politics is just so touchy-touchy. And the reason why it's touchy-touchy for me is because both of them have, you know, pros and cons, just like any, you know, anyone else. And, you know, you're really out here trying to make a decision on, you know, the lesser of two evils. And, you know, you just have to be honest with what this really is. And you just have to pray that people are really out for, you know, the country's best interest. But I'm really, really, really excited. Since I'm really excited to see how everything turns out in November.
Yeah.
I'm not really scared. I'm not really nervous. And the excitement comes from, I just want to know what's next. I want this to hurry up and get on. Let's get this done so we can move on, you know, and grow from whatever is going to happen from November 3rd.
That's well, let me just
with
tell
this
you
whole
this.
Election and
yeah. Well, I agree. We you know, this is like a bump in the road, because I tell you, spiritually, we got a lot of work to get do. And this is a time that everybody needs to search their hearts and really, really see, you know, what their divine purpose on this earth is, and really, really get to your Savior. I believe in Jesus. I'm always going to believe in Jesus. I mean, he the only person I know that, you know, and they can say it's a myth. I don't care. But as far as I know, I still ain't met nobody that's willing to die for me. I can't even get nobody to protect me just a little bit.
Girl.
So, you know, somebody to get hung, get beat up, ripped up, toe up, and stretched up, and pierced up, and hung up, for me, I'm loyal to the day I die. I'm sorry.
Come on.
Because I done searched high and low, and I'm 51 years old. I can't get a soul to even, I mean, it ain't been one that has ever stood for me. And that's just where I'm at. I'm real like that.
Yeah.
I've had my time in the streets, and I'm telling you, there ain't no loyalty among thieves. People come and go. They flavor this month, and then the next month you're not. And I'm telling you, in low points, when I don't have nothing, when I didn't have food to feed, when I couldn't pay my rent, when I didn't have no family, no love, nobody, you know who was there for me? Who provided for me? Who protected me? Who kept shelter over me? Who spoke encouraging words over me? Who sees me to fight my flaws? Don't judge me. Don't run from me. Don't act like I'm a plague because I said the wrong thing. He the only person. And so for that, I am pro Jesus to the day I die. And when I come, and if I get a chance to come in your dreams and a whisper that just as an angel, and I'm going to tell you it's Jesus. I'm going to always be Jesus. I'm going to be Jesus on earth. I'm going to be Jesus in heaven. I'm Jesus. I'm all about King Jesus. That's who I'm about.
Come
I'm just going to say that and say that to the end. So I think that this is a time when men fall. Economy falls, you guys need to go and run to a Savior, and that's the only one I know that would do it. That's the only one that he still prays for you and he still advocates for you. So that's all I know.
You don't know nothing else. Ain't nobody told me nothing else. Ain't nobody taught me nothing else, okay? That's all I know, honey, and I got to take it to the end. I can't, what else I'm going to do? What else can I do? And, you know, and it's, of course, because of the times, and, you know, people have so many things to say, you know, but even, okay, let's just say even if Jesus was a myth, okay, let's for those sake, what's so wrong with having something to believe in? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Something that someone, if they did create Jesus, they created him to love us. You know, so it's kind of like,
right, there's nothing even negative about it. Like, what's wrong with
it? Yeah. So I'm like, if they did, thank you. You know, you know, of course, people use things, to, you know, to their advantage. And, of course, people talk about, you know, in slave days, how they use the Bible to, you know, control the slaves and how, you know, they made Jesus white, but they pushed him into the black house. I mean, those are things, some things may be true. But to me, I don't care. Y'all gave me someone to believe in that speaks to me, that makes me feel like everything is all right when I open up my eyes. You know, so right now, like you said, Gina, you know, everybody needs to do some searching. Just do some search. We ain't here to tell y'all nothing. We are simply here to share with y'all our experiences, you know, our relationship and what we know. Do it yourself. Go on and look and read. Just stop taking other people's advice. That's just what I like to say, because people are just listening to people. It ain't nobody using their own mind. It's like everybody's a robot right now or a follower. You know, everybody's following the latest something. You know, why don't y'all just take a moment and try to figure this thing out? Because if these are our final days, I don't want to be lost or left behind. That's all I'm
Come
saying.
Come on now.
So I don't care what y'all got going on, but I don't want to be lost or left behind.
I'm gonna tell you, you don't.
Period.
You sure don't.
Period.
And I love when you said your imagination, because you know I was just that had just came in my spirit. Jeff, you can come on into this conversation. Jeffrey Hill, everybody, financial consultant of Finance,
yes.
Right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. But let me finish. Jeff, you there? Is. But let me finish this thought while he come in.
Okay.
So, what I was going to say is the imagination. So what the white man said he was white? That's all they know is white. We black. So if you want Jesus to be black, think of him as being black. Can't nobody take your mind from you now.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can think he's
think for yourself.
Asian. You can think of however he's Jesus. He can be whatever make you comfortable. If he has a voice like, you know, like your homie, if he talking to you like your best friend, because that's what he is to me, we kick it. You know, you can imagine, you can think of him the way you need to, whatever. He can come to you the way that's comfortable to you. Don't let nobody shut you out from you thinking of him the way you want to. You know, that he's from Nazareth. He's a Jew. You know, so, you know, if you've seen Jewish people, you've seen some of them have dark, curly hair, you know.
That's
they
right.
Kind of, some of them got olive color. Some of them are more white. Some of them are more darker. I mean, I had had Jewish friends all my life. I'm even mixed with Jew. My great-grandfather was Jewish. So they come in all different shades. I mean, not all different shades like that, but I mean, it's not like,
yeah, I know.
You know, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't let nobody take your, if God gives you an image of how he looks to fit you and to have a relationship with you, then keep that. It doesn't even matter if he was white with blonde. I mean, like, come on now. He could be, he can be your black, Denzel. I don't know. I can come to
you know what?
Make you comfortable.
Wow.
I mean, he can come to you anyway.
Denzel is black, Gina.
Oh, yeah.
She said he can be your black Denzel. I said, wait a minute.
Color. You know, I know no color. That's just the way I am. I know I'm black and I'm proud.
Jeff, you hear this, Jeff?
I did. I heard it all.
I said, wait, the black Denzel. Hold on, it's another one.
Oh,
what color
man.
Is he?
Yeah. That's Denzel Smith.
Yeah, that's
Oriental. Jeff, what you
Denzel
think about
Smith.
This? What
you think of... I'm in total agreement. You know, it's man, you guys are dropping major nuggets, and you know we're in a time where people are looking for something, right? And you know. I think for a lot of us, the coronavirus, this COVID-19 process has levelized the playing field in a lot of areas. For some people, this is their best year ever, and some people have gotten humbled a little bit. But I think people are still somewhat scrambling to where can they get answers from? Where can they get some peace from? And that one place to get peace from for sure is going to be through Jesus. So I definitely understand that. And I think, you know, my hope and prayer is that more people have stopped and started to turn and seek where that is. And again, you know, the Bible says, seek and you shall find. And, you know, there's another translation that says, seek and keep on seeking. So just because you take you open your Bible for the first time and that burning bush is not right there speaking to you in a prophetic, doesn't mean it's not there. Your relationship hasn't really grown yet, and your ears are not quite tuned yet to really hear and understand. You haven't grown in your power of discernment yet. So, you know, just like any relationship, this takes time. This walk, your relationship in Christ takes time. But you have to give yourself grace and patience as you're learning. So, you know, there's a lot to be said to this, but I hope people start to say, you know what, let me investigate. Let me just see. Is it perfect? No, there's so many holes you can poke in, you know, and if you're using your logical mind, some of it is not going to make sense. And I heard Kiki Jake say this. You got to learn how to eat the meat and throw away the bones, okay?
Yep.
So just like she was saying is, you know, I don't care what the color is or how he might sound, how he might sound. What is the relationship that you have, and are you getting those kind of answers? And are you quiet enough to hear the answers? You know, if you're going in there and you're still trying to be loud and say this to me, that's not what it said. It's that whisper sometimes that those answers come in, and the only way to hear that whisper is for you to be still and know, right? So there's a lot to it, and there's a lot to learning the whole walk. So just be patient with yourself and enjoy the journey, and don't think just because you started that journey, it's going to be easy. You will be tested like none other, but that's where community comes in, getting around people who are stronger than you, who can help you cope through some of the things you're going to go through, because the devil doesn't want you to have peace. The devil doesn't want you to have prosperity. The devil is the author of confusion, right? So once you start to understand this stuff, you can see some of the tricks, but he doesn't have a lot, right? He's been here for long, way longer than us, so he has some tricks, but it's not anything you cannot overcome if you're rooted and you got a solid foundation. So just work on building that foundation in your walk, and I think everything else will start to work itself out.
That's it. All right, now go on and give us that 5 minutes of 5, honey. You done put it on us now with that word of knowledge.
All right, this is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group Incorporated with the Financial 5. And this week has been an interesting week. I've had a lot of people who've reached out to me about reducing debt. And just like anybody, of course, you know, you don't want to be a slave to debt. You don't want the majority of your paycheck going to somebody else like our current government has going on. But one of the things that I thought was really unique is what credit card companies are doing. So to understand this, you have to understand what credit is. Credit is essentially debt. It's borrowing from the future, if you will, because if you don't have that money right now, they're going to front you $1,000 or $10,000 or whatever, and you're going to say, hey, let me go ahead and use this now because I don't have the cash, but I know it's coming, and I'll pay it off in the future or over time. Great, right? So what credit card companies are starting to do is they're saying, hey, we'll lower your interest rate, guys. We'll give you less than 1%, or we'll cut your interest rate in half if you promise to go ahead and cut this card up or turn your card off when it's done. So most people in the effort say, you know what, that makes sense. You know, I need to maybe reduce some of this credit that I have because maybe I'm not that good with it. They're taking these lower interest rates, which is a good thing because you're paying less in interest. You can pay more to the principal. But the bad thing is you also now don't have the credit. So if you understand how your credit score works, when you add new credit on, that can lower your score, right? Now, you're out of debt, which can be a good thing, but you have to understand the balances that are happening. So I would tell people, be aware of what you're doing. You know, if you want a strategy in terms of getting out of debt a lot faster and maybe paying it off more efficiently, let's have a conversation. But, you know, we're in this economic uncertainty where you might unfortunately need to access that credit at some point in time. Okay, that's what they're there for, right? You need that emergency car for emergency purposes if you don't have it saved up. So be careful sometimes when you are taking these deals to lower your interest rate and you're cutting off access to credit, because you just never know what's going to happen over the next year or two, especially if you don't have an emergency fund. Now, if you have your 3 to 6 months of living expenses saved up like is what's recommended, that's a whole different ballgame. Maybe you can afford to cut some of these cars off, especially if you have not disciplined yourself in the art of your finances, okay? Now, again, there's a lot to this. Every situation is going to be different, but I'm kind of speaking to the masses right now because this is something I've seen on more than one occasion this week. Different people in different parts of the country, we were talking about this, and they're saying, yeah, man, I just lowered my credit. They gave me less than 1%, but I got to cut my credit card off. And I'm like, oh, okay, here's the dangers of that. Not only that, be leery sometimes when you're doing consolidation loans, because if you understand how debt snowballing works, right, you might be able to pay off one of these balances a lot faster than lumping them all together and having one payment. I understand the convenience of having all your debt, one interest rate, one payment, but again, when you understand debt snowballing, euphorically speaking, it does something to you when you pay off a line item and say, great, I just freed up this $150 a month. Now, the idea is take that $150 and put it toward the next lowest balance to debt snowball, okay? And if you really get fancy and we know you got the cash flow, we can talk about debt avalanching. But again, I'm speaking to masses. Debt snowballing is figuring out how much debt you have, putting all the extra resources toward the lower amount. Most people have been taught to never pay the minimum balance. So if your minimum balance is $25 a month, you're paying $35 or $42, and you're doing a little more on all those cards. Stop doing that. Pay the minimum balances on everything. Take all the extra money and power down your debt. Now, I am a firm advocate of maybe not putting so much money into your 401k if you have a lot of debt out there, because you can be working against yourself, right? You may be getting, let's say you got a great year of 10% return on your money and you put $5,000 in it. You just made $500, right? But all of a sudden, when you look out your back door, you're letting $3,000 a month go out in debt. So you're willing to get $500 to give away $36,000. That's not good math, guys. So when you can use that $5,000 a year to power down your debt, it's a lot easier for you to now save $35,000 a year. So it's just simple math, and that's what I'm here for, to help you guys create a unique and customized strategy to what you have going on and what's relative to your financial future. So again, this is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group Incorporated, a wealth accumulation firm. Best way to contact me, you can call me at 501-291-0708. Again, that number is 501-291-0708. Email me at jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com or find me on social media, Jeff or HFG Inc. on Instagram. And that is it, ladies.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
There's a lot going on out there.
That's a lot. Yes, that's a lot. That's a good information, man. I'm telling you. Well, listen, you guys, this was amazing. Your girl was on the show, Jeffrey Danielle.
Yeah. That's the homie. I was the first person she met in Arkansas, and I connected her to some people. Now she's running it. She's good. She's good people.
Wow, that is so good. Yeah, I noticed, and God said, yeah, get her on. And I said, okay, that sounds good. And so it just happened, and it worked out. Because, this show started off on people with a passion and all of that, like a passion and, you know, ideas, lipstick line, all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was all, you know, just God just ordered their steps into it. And so it was just something like, you know, yeah, that's good. I want to know more about it, because a lot of people don't know a lot about groups. They don't understand them. They don't understand how to, even those that start one, they don't know how they grow. And I just think some of them are just anointed. I do, because some of them start and it just seemed like they didn't advertise. They didn't do nothing. It just picked up and snowballed. And then there's some that struggle, you know, they just don't go anywhere. So I just think that it's for certain people. And then because you got to be a steward over those things, too. You got to invite people in.
Yeah, it is. It's a baby. Mm-hmm. You gotta like do interviews and ask questions and whatnot and all that. Anyway, this was a great show. Thank you, Jeffrey. Here, we love when you come and do your
thank
segment.
You.
Thank you, ladies. Likewise, love you guys. Thank you for having me.
Love you.
Always a pleasure, brother. All right, you guys, this has been a great show. I can't believe how the time has gone by. Gina, can you, I mean, already. I mean, and it was lighter than normal, right?
I know, and it's still gone. But it's still an hour gone. Jeez.
Well, girl, we got so many great guests coming up. Shante Moore is coming. We have Marilyn Hickey is coming. We have, oh, man, so many wonderful other authors is coming that everybody know. I mean, I can't even name everybody. I was going to do a video. I said, nah, I'm going to just surprise everybody every week. And that's,
yeah, but I ain't name everybody.
I ain't going to name everybody. I'm going to keep y'all in suspense. So keep watching and follow us on social media. Go on Gina G Too Funny on Instagram and on Facebook. And it's the number 2 on Instagram.
That's it. You got it, sis.
And it's T-O-O 2, Gina G 2, T-O-O Funny on Facebook. And then I'm Dr. Gina R. Prince or Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I see you guys growing Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I know y'all loving on Instagram. I think it's a war going on between Instagram and Facebook, and I think Instagram is winning. And I don't know why the people on Facebook just won't cross over. They just like,
I don't know.
Nah.
They're not ready. They're not ready.
I don't want to start nothing over. I'm good right here. I get my 200 likes, and we all good right here.
That's it. That's all I want.
Yes, but we love y'all so much. That's why we try to juggle both of y'all so much. But anyway, thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Tell everybody and to all our regular listeners, we love you. Tell everybody. All right.
Tell them,
next
Gina.
Time we are, you know, I got to break out of the song. Loving you. Until next time, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.